Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code to locate your account? Thank you.
So I've got a question about what kind of business you are. My older brother died, and I'm noticing credit card charges to your company back in August and September. What do you sell exactly?
Okay, well, we're a third-party call center. We sell different products online. We sell, like, luxury product, handbags, jewelry.
But it's funny. His wife died in January of 2021. I'm not sure why you charged him. He wouldn't have bought anything from you in August and September. Mm-hmm. They're two identical charges for $39.85 on this, you know, on successive months. It's like some kind of subscription or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can get the account pulled up and see, sir.
Yeah, his name was Michael Running, R-U-N-N-I-N-G.
Yeah, first and last name.
That's his first and last name, Michael Running. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm putting it up. What, give me that zip code again.
98277. The only thing I see on your website is like women's makeup products. It's not something he would have bought.
Okay. All right. And what was the first name?
Michael. M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Yes.
Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. What's your phone number?
What's my phone number or his?
Your phone number. His phone. Now, is his zip code? Was this your zip code or his zip code?
That's his zip code.
Yes.
So do you want my phone number or his phone number?
His phone number, sir.
Well, which one? His home phone or his cell phone?
What was your question, sir?
You want his phone number. Which phone number of his do you
want? I'm not sure. Whatever phone number you think he would have put on the account.
Well, I don't think he even had an account with you. That's why I'm questioning this bill. Try this number, 360-929-4108.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. All right. And do you have an order number by any chance? And what was the charge?
Well, on August 5th, there was a charge for $39.85. And it just says peak fit routine. Like, Your website seems kind of phony, frankly. And then on August 5th, it just seems he would order something on the exact same day of the month for the exact same price. It's almost like it's some kind of subscription on 9-4, the same charge. Corinne, what these were for. Because he wouldn't have ordered any women's makeup products. His wife is deceased. Are you sure that's all you sell? What else? What do you sell, any subscriptions of any kind?
Well, yeah, that's what we do, skin cream, dietary, male enhancement. We said different products.
But he would have not ordered these because, like I say, his wife died in January of 2021. So I'm wondering if you were charging him for something that he didn't want or didn't even receive. Can you tell me what those orders were for? You billed him on the 4th of August or the 5th of August and the 4th of September.
All right. What's the first seat to last part digits of the card?
Pardon?
The
what?
First seats, digits, and last four digits of the card you've been charged.
Oh, the last four digits of the card he used were
4 digits.
I'm looking. 3686. Understand, these aren't my bills. My brother is deceased, and I'm taking care of his bills, and I'm just questioning certain charges he's had. So I'm not familiar with all his bank statements and credit cards. I'm just wondering if someone was trying to scam him here after his wife died.
Okay. You said 3686, that's the first.
Those are the last four digits. Those are the last four digits of the credit card that he used, or that you used.
What's the first 6 digits?
Pardon?
What's the first 6 digits?
I can't understand you. What?
What is the first 6 digits?
I don't know. I just got his bank statement, and it doesn't list it there. And I can't get online to see his statements because they've closed the account. So it's 3686 is the last four. That's all I know. The name is Michael Running. The zip code is 98277. I mean, I've given you his name, his address, his card number, the date of service. You can't find this anywhere and tell me what it's for?
Well, that's why I said I can't see you, sir, unless I have it pulled up.
Pardon?
I need the first 6 digits, that's why I'm asking for information to try to see. Spell out his first and last name.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L is the first name. Last name is Running, R-U-N-N-I-N-G.
All right, thank you. And for security purpose of the account, can you verify the address?
Can I verify the address? It's 1926 Island View Drive, Oak Harbor, Washington, 98277.
Thank you.
You know, after he died, I didn't see any of your products in the house. That's why I'm wondering if someone's scamming him. Because he'd have no need to buy these products from you.
All right. Let me see if this is the account. What's the address? Or what's this address?
I just gave it to you. 1926 Island View
Drive.
Oh,
I thought that was your address. I just had to make sure.
No. That's his. 1926 Island View Road.
Gotcha.
Oak Harbor, Washington. Yeah.
All right, and let's see here. You have our contest. Well, he have our contest entry. So it looks like he enrolled in a sweepstakes where he paid $1 to $5, and he selected items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And he also enrolled in the meal plan app, which is like $41.
Wait, sorry, you're talking way, way too fast. He did what?
He enrolled in a sweepstakes where he paid $1 to $5. And he selects items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And he also enrolled in the meal planning app, which is like $40-some.
What do you mean he enrolled in a plan? What kind of plan is that?
A meal balance app. It's an app that gives you different information about meals to help cut sugar and carb cravings.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, but I cannot understand a word you're saying. You're speaking way too fast.
It's an app that gives different information about meals to help cut sugar and carb cravings.
What are you talking about? That's what he enrolled in, sir. An iPad and a Dyson vacuum. What?
I stated that he's also enrolled in a meal planning app, so that's what it has to do with. When he signed up, he also enrolled in a meal planning app.
A what? A meal planning app for $40 a month? I don't think so. You know, can you do me a favor? Can you just refund those two charges, and then everything will be fine?
So you're saying that you don't think that he signed up for this? You're saying this
no,
is fraud, basically?
No.
Well, I can get you over to the fire department just to inform you that we'll prosecute and investigate. Would you allow me one moment, please? Would you allow me one moment?
Okay.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
One moment, please.
Oh.
In one moment, if.
Yes, I know you keep saying that.
I'm getting a sense. I'm just trying to find someone to send you over. I'm still here. I'm sorry. All right. I'm sending you over now. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thanks. Hello?
Yes, I'm sending over now.